Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
I'm a true believer when you follow your passion, the money will come. I mean, we've all started businesses, we're all entrepreneurs, but we don't necessarily do it for the money. We do it because it's something we're passionate about. And today's guest, Jennifer Noel, just speaks right to the heart about it because she went down a path and left a high-paying career to start something and stumbled and then figured out how to make it work and has written a book on the subject. So before I tell you the whole story, we're going to bring her in and let her visit with Lisa and I and share with us her story. So Jennifer, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Well, you tell us a little bit about the background. You left a high-paying job to follow your passion. What was your passion?
So I discovered while working in the field of computer science that, first of all, I was really bored with computer science. And second of all, my true passion also seemed very crazy to me at the time because I discovered that I loved energy medicine. And 15 years ago when I discovered that, it wasn't really that well known. I didn't know anyone else who was doing it. But I was excited by the idea of working in the field of energy medicine. So, yeah.
So when we talk about following your passion, so you're getting started in this and nobody else is really doing it and you're at the forefront, but what happened? Because my understanding is it didn't go a huge success immediately.
Yeah, so what happened was I ended up being the CEO of Quantum Touch and I met my business partner just completely randomly, but I knew that was my path. And when I got into working with Quantum Touch, the business was going out of business. Richard, who had been traveling around the world teaching energy work, had decided to take a break from travel, and there was no other source of revenue. So we were pretty much just out of money. And that seemed to be a theme for quite a long time, is just struggling with the money. I ended up with $135,000 of debt. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not just you blew through your savings, you're talking in debt.
I'm talking, yeah, unsecured debt. And it wasn't to actually fund the growth. It was to fund payroll. So that's what I call bad debt.
It is, but let me help you. It's a lot of entrepreneurs, and I've done it, and a lot of our listeners have too. As an entrepreneur, building a business is tough. But you took this negative, and you followed it. You've developed a system and just wrote a book, how to change all that. Because you faced obstacles we all have, but how did you overcome it?
So the first of all is I really started to listen to my own truth. Because for a while, I was just stabbing randomly in the dark, trying everything I could think of, all these techniques or what I thought was the right path. And then when I put that aside and started to really listen to my own truth, I really went down the path of correcting the money situation. And I know it's different for everyone. Everyone has a unique path, but that was really big for me, was to really start listening to what would work for me, which was unique.
What do you mean your own truth? I mean, tell me, like we are all in business. Is it you just got out of the sales mode or became more authentic? Or what do you mean finding your truth?
For me, it was quite unusual. First of all, I was trying these like sales funnels or other ways to do marketing that were working for some people, but just, I had no inspiration around it. That was really key for me, was I did things that I thought I was supposed to do, but I had no inspiration around. So when I really started listening to my truth, I listened to what really inspired me. And this is going to sound really weird, but the first thing I did was I started to simplify the business because I was inspired by that. And that may not be the path for everyone, but that was, for me, is simplification. So I went through everything, and I just decided to completely change how we did business through the process of simplification.
And do you mean simplifying like offering less services or getting narrowed down on what you do?
Mostly it started with simplifying my infrastructure, simplifying how we did the business piece. So I simplified like our file server, I simplified our email, and in that process, I saved a lot of money. So I simplified our process.
You laugh. It's a lesson I need to learn. I overcomplicate things sometimes. Lisa's known me a long time. She's shaking her head. Yeah. I sometimes make it so complicated, and it doesn't have to be. And the great example for me on a different note is I actually picked a new phone system today, and I'm reviewing them all. I was reading all the instruction manuals, and finally said, why am I doing all this? How much money am I saving by doing all this? And I actually went with the cheaper solution. It was the simplest, and they had everything set up in minutes. I made the commitment, and we were up and running this morning, versus it was going to be days. And I'm like, why did I spend so many hours complicating my life, being stressed? And it's time away from everything else and energy.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Yeah, I learned on a personal level, too. I simplified my living situation. I simplified our email. I mean, it kind of blended into my personal life. But, you know, why was I maintaining a huge house? I mean, it just really, that's where my heart was at, was simplification. And I didn't really need a massive, you know, phone system or massive file server or a complicated sales funnel in my case. You know, all that stuff didn't inspire me anyways. It was just kind of like my ego was hanging onto it. My ego was saying, oh, wait,
that's interesting.
Complication is good, right? You know?
And sometimes we're preparing for the growth, and so you think you got to have all these things in place, but reality is, be authentic, do what's the easiest path for you so you don't go into debt, and as you get there, you know, you can always implement new things. But you even wrote a book on all this. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, so I wrote, actually I'm working on a second book as well. So I started with my first book called Love Incorporated, and it was basically how to really find your truth. How do you find your innate wisdom so that you don't have to go through and do a lot of things that don't really make your heart sing? And I focused a lot of my book of really discovering your connection to your authentic self. And to me, that's one of the keys of just really, I feel like the more authentic you get, the more you're able to align your finances and create alignment in every aspect of your life. But for me, the money part was really huge.
I agree. I think the more authentic you are, people, it resonates with the people that you want to do business with and your friends. And I think it connects. And so putting it bluntly, we can learn from your misery.
Yes, please learn from all my mistakes. Yeah,
you know what's sad is I'm laughing as I say that. I apologize. No, I'm sorry for you went through it, but we're all going to learn from it and make our life simpler.
Yeah. Well, it's the way you said it, David. You know, we couldn't help but laugh. You have such a funny way about you when you say things like that. You know, Jennifer, I'm just curious, what is your business exactly?
So my business is hands-on healing. It's energy medicine. It's called Quantum Touch. And it teaches people how to connect with their energy to facilitate their healing. And then I thought about, okay, now how can you connect with energy to facilitate your business? So anyways, I love it because a lot of people who have had difficulties seem to resolve whatever's going on health-wise with energy, in many cases when other things weren't working. So it's a wonderful, I'm totally excited about my business.
Well, you should be. It sounds not just energy, but even simplifying things. It sounds like you help them business-wise and personal.
Yeah, I think a lot of things is that I think we overcomplicate things in life. I mean, I do. And usually it's Occam's razor, right? The simple solution is usually the correct solution. And many times, you know, when I started to apply that, I realized, wow, it's like a shortcut. You know, simplification is like a shortcut. And the same with energy. We're really just teaching people how to use love and use love in your life to create healing, or in my case, financial success.
Now, I could have learned this many, many years ago from you. So I invite our listeners to check out her book and learn from her misery. Now, all kidding aside, simplifying life is one thing, learning to follow your passion, and just being authentic. And I think you're hitting on all the hot buttons we talk about often in marketing that make all the difference in connecting with your ideal client. We're out of time, so I invite you to finish your cup of coffee. Check out our website, the10minutemarketer.com. We're going to put up a link so you can check out Jennifer's book. It's Jennifer Noel, and her website is loveincorporatedthebook.com. Jennifer, thank you for being with us, and we hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you.